we fill it?
So you'll spill it.
What will it be tonight?
Red
or white?
As in a blend of burgundy.
Drink wine.
Spill tea.
Hey everyone, I'm Jamie.
And I'm CJ, and this is
Drink Wine, Spill Tea. The podcast where we talk about... I never say this line, and now I don't remember what it is.
You do this every time.
Why don't I know it?
Maybe anything and everything.
For 2 years. Wait, will you just say it?
Okay. The podcast where we talk about anything and everything, but with a sense of humor.
That's good. Okay, I'll say it now. The podcast where we talk about anything and everything, but with a sense of humor.
So pour yourself a glass of wine.
Put in your AirPods.
And let's spill some tea. The way that you were mouthing.
Because I had to make sure that I did it. Wait, are my headphones charging?
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, how's it going, James Mansfield?
It's really good. Just to, like, start off this episode with, like, a little bit of chit-chat. I know the answers to all of these questions, but I'm going to ask them anyway for the sake of, like, politeness. Have you ever seen the movie Chef?
No.
Yeah. Have you ever watched the show, The Chef Show?
No.
Okay. They're both really great. Actually, I don't know if it's right up your alley, but the movie Chef is with Jon Favreau and, like, Sofia Vergara, and it's just, like, about, like, a chef, but Jon Favreau became such good friends with the guy who, like, taught him how to cook that they, like, created this show together where they literally, like, cook together and go on to different places and, like, make food, and they make food. Ooh. For them, and it's so cool, and they always post the ingredients of everything they do, so I've just been so inspired. So I bought so many ingredients today.
Oh my gosh.
I was so strong carrying them around Sunnyside. Wow. If you saw, like, a little girl carrying, like, 5 giant bags and looked like she was struggling, it was me.
And she was.
And I was. But bought so much stuff. I pickled some watermelon radishes today. I'm going to make, like, a tomatillo, like,
what
salsa.
What are those things?
I'm going to, like, puree. I, like, also watched this video separately of, like, different ways to eat, like, broccoli stalks. And I'm going to, like, peel and, like, chop them up and saute them with, like, some garlic and some, like, green onion. And then I'm going to blend it with, like, some cilantro and some parsley. And then I'm going to have that be a puree. And then I'm going to make, like, a little tiny, like ground turkey with, like, fennel and herb things. And it's going to be so delicious. I can't wait to do it.
I didn't know half of what those things were.
You should come over for dinner sometime.
I will. You can't use mushrooms.
No, I didn't even say mushrooms.
I know. I'm just letting you know.
I did buy them, though, so thank you. Okay. I do forget.
Don't put them in my food.
Yeah, I won't.
Don't do it. That sounds good. I just cut the broccoli stalks off and throw them away.
I know, and that's so wasteful, because if we can all figure out how to use every part of our fruit and vegetable, then I think that's good.
You're right.
And it's not, yeah, I'm going to, like, blend it into, like, a sauce.
Ooh, right. That'll be kind of good. I don't really know how a broccoli sauce would taste, but I feel like you'll make it
when
yummy.
You come over, this is what I'm going to make for you. Can I paint you a picture?
I thought you just painted it.
No, that's not for you. That's not the dinner for you.
Oh, got it.
This is the dinner for you.
I don't get that one.
Do you like cauliflower?
I love cauliflower.
Yeah, so I'm going to roast some cauliflower with za'atar, sumac, and cumin, okay?
Okay.
And then I'm going to make this, like, creamy yogurt sauce.
Love a creamy yogurt sauce.
With just, like, yogurt, lemon, parsley, and then I'm gonna put the creamy sauce on the bottom, the cauliflower on it, and then I'm gonna top it off with some pomegranates and parsley, and okay. That's gonna be the side vegetable, and then we'll probably do something Mexican. You can come over for the tomatillo. You should come over.
What is that? What is it, the thing you just
tomatillo
said?
it's like it's a green tomatoes. They come in, like,
oh,
the
gotta,
cute
gotta,
little
right.
thing. But I just learned this. I have a gas oven, so you know, the fire mm-hmm. comes up, and I don't have a grill, mm-hmm. but I can roast the vegetables over that fire, and it's
oh,
the
yeah.
same. It's, like, smoked, and it has the same exact thing. So you bet your butthole I'm gonna do that.
Yeah, seriously.
Okay, what's up with you now? I've talked about food long enough.
Oh my god, not much. You're making me hungry.
Sorry.
I haven't really been doing anything. Actually, that's not true. I had a very busy weekend. I saw you on Friday. We went to our good friend Logan's B-Day, which was so cute and fun.
Yeah.
We were outside. The view was gorgeous.
Yes.
You were hungover.
I almost died.
You did. I had a great time. You know what? That day, too, I was expecting to have had consumed so much alcohol by the time that the night ended. And I really didn't feel... Oh, that's not true. I did feel really drunk that night. For a second, I thought that I didn't feel that drunk that night. But it was the next day where I was like, oh, my God, I'm going to be drinking all day. Like, literally, I'm going to be so wasted. And by the end of the night, I was like, I'm just tired. I'm not drunk. But on Friday, I did that with you. And happy birthday, Logan. And then... I went to watch Drag Race, and Amanda came with me, and she had so much fun. I loved it.
I love that.
She lip-synced for her life.
Amanda
against,
did?
Yes, against me. She won, obviously. But I was literally like, oh my God, wait, Amanda. Like, I told, so we went to my boyfriend's house, and his roommates were there, and then we watched Drag Race. And it was the finale, and Amanda was like, drinking, she was, they always lip sync for their lives because they're like idiots, and I was like, Amanda's totally not gonna do it, and she did. I was like, who is this girl? I was like, what the fuck?
I wish I had been there to see that.
It was incredible. It was incredible. We were fighting for the crown. We really were.
And you won.
No, I did not win. Amanda of course won.
I love it.
Because she's a triple threat, and I couldn't compete. She is. I couldn't compete. But it was a lot of fun. And then Saturday I just had like a bunch of different plans that were like drinks with people, just like whatever. But I thought that I was going to be like really fucked up by the end of the night, and I was like, oh my God, I'm just tired. Did you hear that fully vaccinated people do not have to wear masks outside now?
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
It's so weird.
Yeah. I listened to, so I've said this on the podcast before, but I listened to Up First on the daily, and when I listened to it this morning, that was announced, but it was going to be reviewed to see, like, how, like, for sure.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't know how I feel.
I mean, I'm probably still going to do it because it's just more, it's honestly more of a hassle to, like, go outside without a mask on and then put, you know what I mean? It's just like, might as well just wear it the whole time.
I also feel like I look better with a mask on. Like, everyone look, like, everyone's eyes look pretty. Like, and I'm just kidding. No, but like, yeah. I don't know. I don't know if you like know anything like what's happening in like India right now, but like India, like the entire like country is like, set like records for how many like cases and like death there is, and like there are videos of like doctors from India like crying, begging countries to send them oxygen. Fuck. And it's like really, really hard to like listen to and to like watch, and they were doing fine, but they let their guard down for a second and different variants were like lurking around, and now everything, it's awful. And so I'm just like waiting for the other shoe to drop.
Yeah, but they don't have access to the vaccines though. Or at least not as much as we do.
Not as many, yeah. Even though they're like one of the main places that produces them.
Yeah. Well, I feel like a lot of that has to do with the fact that it's their population is like how much larger than us.
Yeah.
And there's so much more poverty, which means sickness and stuff like that. So, I mean, it's still horrible. That breaks my heart. But I feel like in terms of like variants and stuff, it doesn't surprise me that it's like growing more and more there when they don't have access to the vaccines as much.
Yeah.
Still very sad. And you're totally right though. Like something has to be like around the corner about it. And I just feel like I'm going to keep wearing my mask as much as I can, like outside and stuff anyway, because it's just like, It's I'm just used to it by now. Yeah. Like, I feel like I'm not really going to be like, oh, I'm not going to wear it. Like, make a point to not wear it until I know that it's like, oh, we're all just not wearing them anymore.
Yeah, because I was still walking around today, and every single person was – I did not see one person not wearing a mask.
Yeah, me neither. Like, the only time I don't wear a mask outside is, like, truly if we're, like
– sitting in a park.
Yeah, sitting in a park, or, like, if it's just, like, me and one other person walking through the park, and we, like, aren't passing people yet. We're sipping our coffees, and it's, like, down around my neck or something like that. Yeah. And then when I pass people, I pull it up. But like other than that, it's like it just feels easier for me to keep it on.
Yeah.
Until I get from point A to point B.
Yeah.
Especially in New York. You know what I mean? If I were like in Ohio, maybe.
I mean, yeah. You know? Yeah.
Anyway, we've gathered you here today to talk about our favorite man, Oscar.
The Oscars.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, so, the Oscars. CJ's pretty much in charge of the outfits, and I'm pretty much in charge of everything else.
Reason being because I didn't see any of the movies nominated.
I want to say I tried really hard to see everything, and I didn't get it done.
They crept up on us. They really did.
It really did. My friend texted me, and he was like, do you want to go see Nomadland? And I was like, oh, yeah, sure. He was like, yeah, it was nominated for Best Picture, and I'm trying to watch them all before. And I was like, oh, my God, it's happening in, like, 2 days. So I tried to watch as much as I can, but I did not get through everything. So I apologize.
I think that is perfectly fine. I don't watch award shows for the content, truly. No,
but let's start, like, from the beginning. Let's start with how the Oscars opened.
Yes.
Talk us through it.
Regina King. That's all you needed to know. Just truly not just walking, looking amazing. And I was just floored by that. It was so beautiful for me. I literally was like, yeah, bitch, just walk.
And that was the best part of the Oscars.
It really was.
I feel like.
She looked amazing. And also her speech at the beginning was so beautiful. And it wasn't even like a speech. It was just like a comment. Like, it was just so cool.
I thought she was going to be the host.
I thought so too.
And now
there wasn't a host.
There wasn't a host. And I really like it when there's a host. I think I things run smooth instead of people who are announcing the awards telling. Okay, we're going to get into this.
Yeah.
How the Oscars worked is that there was no host. The people presenting just said kind of a story about the category they were presenting on.
Yeah.
So like Reese Witherspoon talked about animation and like so on and so forth.
And they would present like a few awards.
Yeah. And I just felt like there was a lot of talk and not as many, like, if I'm going to watch the Oscars, I want to see, because I didn't get to watch everything, I want to see clips right. and bites of like what they're nominated for. You right. know what I mean? Like, I don't want to hear a story about the first time you went to go see a movie. I want to see clips of the movies that are being recognized.
Yeah.
That's my personal opinion.
No, I agreed. It was cool to see like all the different like celebrities that were like involved and like speaking on their like experiences. But at the same time, I was like, I wish that there was just like one host.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it should have been Regina King.
And it should have been Regina King. Although, I would love to see Reese Witherspoon host an award show.
I think
she'd be great.
So small.
She's so small.
I think she'd be all over the place.
I don't know. I feel like there's nothing that she can't do. But, so Regina King at the very beginning was like, she said something. What was it exactly? It was like,
she said if things had gone differently, would have traded. If things had gone differently, she probably wouldn't have been there because she would have traded in her heels for marching boots.
Yes, and she was referring to George Floyd's murder, and it thank God that it like went that way.
That he was found guilty on all three charges.
Yeah, so that way, well, A, because it's right, and B, just because there is at least like a little bit of like peace restored.
Yeah, like not to go on a tangent about that, but just to say like a little thing is that like it's a small victory. And but we still have like a long way to go.
But she was saying how she was like my black son and stuff, and I was just like, oh my
gosh. Yeah, she said I'm a mother to a black son. Yeah. She was like, and no amount of fame or recognition like stays fear. Yeah. I'm still scared every day.
Yeah, it was just really, it was so beautifully put, and like that's what like set the whole tone for the Oscars. And I was like, damn. Bitch, you just did that, and I wanted her to be just there for the whole thing, but that's okay.
Yeah. Overall, in the Oscars, there were some political statements made, especially with some of the wins, which we'll get into, but
they all felt so good, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
None of them felt, like, forced.
No, not at all. It didn't feel like any celebrity was trying to preach their views. Mm-hmm. It was just, like, things that they believed in, which shouldn't be, like, beliefs, should just be, like, facts. Anyway.
Right, literally.
So the first category was writing of an original screenplay, and who won was Promising Young Women, Emerald Fennell. And this is a movie I did see. I'm really happy that it won because, first of all, just to say that she was the only woman nominated in that category,
yeah, so
when
cool.
there are so many brilliant women who are writing, directing, producing, and or who are ready to do that and just not given the opportunity to. Right. She also, in her speech, she was like 7 months pregnant
yes.
when she was doing all this and working on another project and doing all this stuff. She is a superhero.
Yeah.
And I really did enjoy the movie. I think that if you're going to watch some of the Oscar nominated movies, just like go back and watch them. I would highly recommend this movie because it's a great, it is a revenge story. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of twists and turns that I think mirror reality and life, where it's like revenge isn't always sweet, but is it worth it to go to do it?
Yeah.
And you did not see this movie.
No, it's actually funny. I wanted to, and I thought that I was watching it at one point, but I was watching Pieces of a Woman. And the whole time, I was like, this is not what I thought I was watching. And then I later realized that they're two different movies, and they just sound similar titles.
Yeah. I mean, there's some great actors in it. Bo Burnham is...
Carey Mulligan.
It. Yep.
Love Carey Mulligan. She looked amazing, by the way.
Alison Brie. Mm. Max Greenfield.
Mm-hmm.
It's really good, and I think it's an important movie for women.
I'll definitely watch that one.
That's what I have to say about that. Okay, so writing for adaptation of a screenplay, The Father one. This is one of the movies that I chose to go see Nomadland instead of The Father because Nomadland interested me more, and I thought it was gonna win Best Picture. But I do know that stars Anthony Hopkins and Olivia Colman, and it's about a man who has dementia.
Ooh.
So I don't know much about that. I am with what it was nominated against. I'm fine that it won.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. International feature. I have not seen any international films. I've only seen one international film in my life, and that was in my AP history class.
Yeah, I watched them in like Spanish.
And it was in German, and it was really good, and I liked it, but I don't know if I like to have on the TV, if I'm not like going to see a movie, I like to have on the TV in the background, like while I'm doing other things,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, I can't watch an international film because right. I would have to read, you know?
I found it interesting that they don't say foreign film anymore.
Wow. I didn't
notice that. They took that away, and I don't know if this is the first time that they've done that, but it's the first time I've noticed it.
Yeah.
I thought that was cool.
Yeah, that is cool. I like that a lot better than foreign.
Mm-hmm. Foreign seems to like now have like a negative connotation with it, as if it's like illegal as well. Like foreigner sounds just like icky, as opposed to like international. You're from another country.
Yeah, because I feel like people have taken that word and used it as a slur.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
foreigners is like, that's what I'm like. Even just saying it, I feel like I'm saying a slur.
Yeah.
I just thought that was interesting.
A Denmark film won. I don't really know much about it, so I'm not going to speak to.
Go off Denmark.
Actor in a supporting role. Daniel Kaluuya won in Judas and the Black Messiah.
Oh, I love him, first of all.
I had no idea he was, like, British.
I didn't either.
And when he started talking, I was like, oh my good lord.
He was so funny, too. He was the one that was like, basically, like, it's crazy. My mom and dad had sex, and now I'm here.
I know. His speech was so good and funny, and my sister noted, she was like, it's funny that he's taking a lot of the mannerisms of the part that he played in Judas and the Black Messiah and put it into a speech. She was like, just very clipped and matter of fact. And I was like, that's true. That's so interesting that you would say that.
Did you see that movie?
I did not.
But Carly did?
But my sister did.
So she liked it?
Yeah. Good. Loved it.
That was one of the ones that I really wanted to see, and I kept seeing it on my TV, because it was streaming, right?
Yes.
Yeah, on HBO or something, because I kept seeing it, and I was like, oh, I should definitely watch that, like, when I was sick and stuff like that, but I never ended up watching it.
Yeah. She says that the movie's absolutely incredible, but some of the backlash is that, like, a lot of... Especially for, like, I think it's especially in the male category. A lot of people took, a lot of movies, it seems, took the, like, leading men characters and put them in supporting, so that way they didn't have them up against somebody else from their film. So technically, that was a leading man role, and he won in supporting. So it was like hard.
Interesting.
It's not really a supporting role.
Yeah.
The win, well deserved.
Right.
Well deserved. I think of everyone in this category. I mean, I saw Trial of the Chicago 7. That movie is just kind of like an ensemble of characters.
Trial.
Because there's just so many like names in it. But I think that Sacha Baron Cohen was definitely one of the leads in that movie.
Yeah.
And I thought his performance was sensational. No, because Daniel Kaluuya won.
Oh, that was the same.
Yeah, it's the same category, but I'm saying is he was definitely one of the leads.
But he was put as supporting.
Yes.
I feel like a lot of awards shows do that. Like, the Tonys do that all the time, where it's like, for instance, like, Jagged Little Pill, Celia Rose Gooding or whatever.
Yeah.
She was nominated for supporting, but she's obviously the lead in Jagged Little Pill.
So, it's fraud. But
It's so they can get more awards.
Yes.
It's all
political. 100%. But I love that he won, and I love the speech.
Yeah, he was great.
Bing, bang, boom.
I love that their, like, family members were able to be part of the show in one way or another. Like, if you didn't watch it, it was almost like they were in, like, another location. I don't know if it was, like, nearby or somewhere, but they were, like, in an empty theater, like, spread out. What?
And, like, dressed up.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. And they were just, like, all spread out and still dressed up, like, as if they were, like, going there with them. But, like, they would just, like, show little, like, clips of them, like, watching it live and stuff. And it was really sweet because it was still, like, they were there. Like, it really didn't have – like, it didn't take away any of the effect or the emotion of it, for me at least.
No, I loved it. And, like, his sister was, like, could not believe.
Oh, my God. Yeah, she was over him. She was like, are you kidding me?
I know. Okay, moving on to makeup and hairstyling. Ma Rainey's Black Bottom won, and I believe these are the first two people of color, first two women of color to win this award, which is huge.
So cool.
Yeah, and really cool. I think Ma Rainey's Black Bottom definitely should have won. I've seen a bit of that movie.
Yeah.
I didn't get to finish it. My sister has, again, seen the whole thing. But I think out of all of the things that were nominated, it definitely should have won, because Viola Davis looks... Like, I mean, you saw her at the awards, and then you see her in that movie, and you're like, oh, yeah, they did amazing work, like,
oh,
with her.
Oh, my God. I fucking
you
love
know?
Her.
Like, yeah, I just think that is a complete deserved win, and also shocking that those are the first two women of
Wait,
color.
So who won in that?
The winners' names are Sergio Lopez Rivera and Maya Neal and Jamaica Wilson.
Oh, they all won?
Yeah.
For what?
Makeup and hairstyle.
Makeup and hair. Oh, okay. Sorry. I thought you said supporting for some reason. I was like, I'm very confused.
No.
Why did three people win? That's so cool.
Yeah. And also for costume design, Ma Rainey's Black Bottom won, which I think is absolutely well deserved.
Yeah.
The only other one I could have probably seen winning, and I know, don't laugh, but like maybe Mulan. But
yeah.
Just like,
yeah. I thought the same thing.
But I thought that the movie of Mulan as a whole was so bad.
Yeah, that, I think, like, that's why it didn't win a lot.
And it doesn't matter, like, if the costumes are amazing, if the movie is shit, it, like, it doesn't, you know?
Well, and I think that they kind of got backlash about, like, a lot of, like, the, what am I trying to say? The, how realistic it was in the movie, too. And so that's why, like things like casting and costumes and stuff like that, like, I think that they got a lot of hate about it, so that's probably why it didn't win.
I mean, yeah, like, not
like,
to
it wasn't
go,
realistic.
Yeah, like, not to go on a tangent about Mulan, but the thing I love about the original cartoon is that she is just a regular woman,
mm-hmm.
and she is a woman, and she can still do everything that the men can do, but like a little bit better. Like, she can do anything,
so
but then with the live action, they like gave her these powers, so it kind of seemed to me that it's like women can only be as good as men if they have this special
magic,
gift. And I was like, that's not the point. The point is that women can do literally anything that men can do.
Yeah.
Like, and that was the whole, and I was so mad. Anyways.
Yeah, Mulan was bad. I did see that one.
Yes. For directing, Nomadland won, and I definitely think that it should have won. I'm going to butcher her name, so I'm so sorry. It's like Chloe Zhao, I think is her name.
Let me see it.
But she...
I think that's right.
Yeah. She wrote, edited, and directed this film.
So cool.
And I believe that she is the first...
She's the first woman of color, I think, to win.
Yeah.
And, that's so cool.
Which I think is groundbreaking and amazing. And I think Nomadland was definitely, I'm definitely glad that I saw Nomadland. Like, it was a beautiful film, beautifully shot. It also, a lot of it took place in Arizona, which I, like, loved seeing. You know, I'm like, oh, yeah. Arizona. That's where I'm from. And I'm really glad that I saw it. And I don't feel like I ever need to, like, see it again.
Yeah.
It just basically follows this woman's life for a year. And it definitely just, like, makes you think and ponder about, like, what's important and about, like, loneliness and, like, all this stuff. There's, like, not a lot of talking. But something that was cool about that film is that the only two actors in the whole movie were Frances McDormand and then the guy who plays David. Everyone else is actually a nomad.
And, oh, like, wow. It's, like, that's really,
it's, like,
cool.
Really, like, yeah. Which I think is just insane. It's still in theaters. I went to the West, the East Village theater. And it was...
I have one near me. I wonder if that one's open.
You should definitely check.
The 81st one?
Yeah, you should definitely check because I'm glad that I saw it. But I don't need to see it again. But I think it was directed... I mean, the shots were absolutely stunning. And, right. Like, those sunsets and sunrises that you see are just, like, every day in Arizona. They're so pretty. Like, she captured it perfectly. For sound, the winner was obviously Sound of Metal. And it should have been because the whole movie is about... sound and losing hearing and like what you can do with sound. So if that movie didn't win, I think people should have rioted. Absolutely. Short film live action.
I got this one right on my ballot.
Wait, did you do like a little poll thing?
So funny story, at work that day, I was like, yeah, I'm watching the Oscars tonight. And my friend was like, oh my God, we should do a ballot. So she literally went downstairs, printed a ballot for me, her, and our manager. That's it. And then was like, whoever wins, get free product. Like, just kidding. And I was like, I swear to God, I'm going to win.
Did you get every single one wrong except for this one?
I only missed two. So I won. I didn't get free product. But today I was like, so who won? And she went, you. And I was like, wait, who? Who won? You said me? Oh my God, wait, that's crazy because you said that there's no way I would win because I didn't see any of them. She was like, okay, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, you're so annoying.
But that was one of the ones where I was like, I think I actually know that this one will win.
Have you seen this?
No.
I have no idea what it's about. The winner is Two Distant Strangers, and I really have no idea. I have no idea about these short films, but this is what I'm saying. I wish that they had shown clips of these specifically because I don't watch. I mean, yeah, I kind of want to get into it now. Like,
I know. Now I want to go back and like,
stuff, but,
oh yeah.
But I mean, I don't, that's why I wanted clips instead of all the talking.
Because that also like gets people to see the movies. Like if, because you can say all you want about like Nomadland, but if you don't really care enough to like, watch a trailer or something, you probably won't ever see it.
Exactly. And, yeah, I just, yeah, I want to see it. Short film animated, If Anything Happens, I Love You.
I actually have seen that. It's about two parents that are mourning the loss of their kid that was killed in a school shooting. But it's all from what, it was a while ago that I saw it. Like, because when I saw the title on it, I was like, oh my God, wait, I've seen that. It's been a while, but it's all, like, it's, like, poetic. It's not, like, necessarily, like, dialogue. And it's, for the most part, like, not really much speaking at all. But it was really pretty.
Yeah, I think it's, like, a really important film that was made. And I think it tackles gun violence from a new perspective, yeah. Which I think is important because we see it a lot through just, like, we don't see it through, like, the grieving eyes of the parents. You know what I mean? And that's even... more tragic. And I think that their acceptance speech was really, really, really great.
Yeah, I think so too.
Because they were like, this is an issue.
Yeah.
Like, and I
have
to say about it.
I agree. I'm glad that one won.
For documentary, short subject, Colette won. I don't know anything about that.
I didn't either. I was kind of surprised that I didn't know any of the documentaries because I watched so many of them.
That was for short subject, documentary feature.
Oh, okay. Got it.
My Octopus Teacher won.
I'm
so shocked too because I watched documentaries too. I didn't know any of them.
I didn't know any of them. Matt said that he knew a couple of them though, but I was like, I haven't seen any of those.
I have to say though, they did show little bit like clips of these. And of all of the clips that they showed, if there was one that I was like, won't win, it was the one that won.
You know what? It's probably because they show documentaries that, like, we wouldn't care about. Like, they show documentaries that probably give you, like, actual... Well, maybe not you. You watch pretty much all documentaries. But mine are, like, murders and, like...
But, like, I thought, like, Crip Camp and Mole Agent... Yeah. The Mole Agent would have won over My Octopus Teacher.
Yeah, what the fuck
like,
is that
about?
Like,
there was one about, like, disabled, like...
Yeah.
People, like, wanting, like... equality. And I was like, yeah, that's some powerful shit. Oh, that's amazing. Why did this octopus win?
The octopus teacher.
Yeah, I don't really know.
What kind of school are you going to?
Visual effects, Tenet won. And a lot of people think, like, because for visual effects, that normally goes to, like, you know, action movies. Like, this is, like, their category.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And because of the pandemic, I don't think, like, there weren't many, because this also takes time. A lot of, like, movies were not, like, able to be made. So this is the only category that Tenet won, and everything's, like, okay.
Great.
Good job.
Congrats.
Like, yeah. Actress in a supporting role. I am going to probably butcher her name, which I apologize for in advance. Yoon Jung-yoon in Minari.
Oh.
And she is the first Korean woman to win in that category. And I thought her speech was the cutest fucking thing I've ever seen. She literally, did you see it? She literally came up and she went, Brad Pitt, finally. Like,
oh my God.
Like, announced it. She was like, finally. And then she just talked about how she works so hard and her kids, like, she's like, see, this is, I worked all the time to give you guys a good life, and, like, this is it. Like, it's, like, paying off. And I think it's well-deserved, and I just think she just seems like, yeah, I want to watch more of the stuff that she's in.
I've heard that Minari was amazing.
Yeah. Production design, Mank won, and I think Mank... is I did not see this, and I heard that the movie's so boring, and a lot of people were kind of shocked that it got so many nominations.
Wow. Hard year, though.
Yeah, yeah, hard year. So, I mean, Mank won that. Cinematography, Mank won again. I know the whole movie is filmed in black and white, and, like, takes place in, like, the 1930s, I think.
I don't want that.
Yeah,
no offense, I don't want that.
Yeah, film editing, Sound of Metal won. Which
doesn't shock me at all.
Yeah. Music for original score, Soul won, which I definitely think is like well deserved because I think the music in that, have you seen Soul?
I started watching it and then I fell asleep.
You have to stop doing that.
I know. I know. I did it with Onward too.
Oh my God. Onward, I was sobbed. Like a fucking bitch.
I don't know why lately it's been so hard for me to sit through movies, but I have such an easy time watching TV shows. I think it's because it's like there's that that break where it's like a definitive ending and then I can decide I'm going to keep going or I'm going to not. But with movies, it's like I start watching them when I'm like, oh, I'm not tired yet. I'm going to watch a movie. And then I start watching it and then I become tired. And I'm like, I got to go to bed.
I do enjoy TV shows more than I enjoy movies. Like, that's just like I just like TV shows. One of the reasons because it's like comforting knowing that it's like I'm going to follow these people for a while.
Yeah, same.
So it's like a comfort kind of thing. But I hear what you're saying. Like, you might just have a really short attention span. And
yeah,
that's okay.
I might just be stupid.
Yeah, and that's okay.
Yeah, that's okay.
Soul is really, really beautiful. And I thought the music, I mean, the whole, it's a lot about music. And I just think it's so good. I think it's a well-deserved win. Music, original song, Fight For You from Judas and the Black Messiah won by her.
Mm, yes.
Which was really cool. I know that a lot of people were kind of voting for the song from Eurovision.
Oh.
Because I think she's been nominated like 12 times and people were like, maybe it's going to be her year and let's get like an international winner. But of all of the people to win, I really wanted it to be Hear My Voice from the Trial of Chicago 7 or Fight For You. And
I'm excited that it was her because, first of all, she's amazing. And second of all...
We have to talk about her outfit. It was so good.
She won a Grammy, too. So she now has a Grammy and an Oscar.
Yeah.
Wow. Go off. And they were for different things, too. That's really cool. I feel like usually it's, like, when people win, like, that many awards within the same, like, award season, yeah. it's because of like one thing that like had them blow up. But that's two different things. So that literally just shows that she's actually just like brilliant.
Yeah. I think
I'm excited for her Emmy and her Tony.
I can't wait for her to be an EGOT.
I literally can't.
Yeah. I think it's absolutely well deserved. The song is great. Best Picture, I totally called it. Nomadland won.
Duh.
And I'm really happy about that because overall it was stunning. And I think it was projected to win as well. So I think that was very well deserved. Now here we go. Actress in a leading role. Frances McDormand won for Nomadland. And I think she's brilliant. And I think it is a well-deserved win. I think the category for women is so strong. Mm-hmm. I really wanted Viola Davis to win, though.
Because I want Viola Davis to win everything.
And I could be wrong. Please correct me, someone out there. But I think only one other black woman has won, and it was Halle Berry.
I heard that as well.
Yeah. I think in addition to that, I think she's incredible and that she did an amazing job, not to like detract from Frances McDormand's performance, which was amazing.
Yeah.
But yeah, it just would have been cool. And then I have a lot to say about this. They ended the show in actor in a leading role and instead of Best Picture, which they normally do. And I thought this was because they were going to honor
Chadwick.
Yep. And with him winning, and it was going to be a great memento to his life. He was stunning. And then Anthony Hopkins won in The Father, and he wasn't even there. And they ended the whole ceremony with, and Anthony Hopkins won, and we're accepting his award for him. Thank you.
That's bullshit.
And then everything shut down. And I was like, I'm sorry, how dare you not have Chadwick win? How dare you not honor his life?
And how dare you? I thought for sure he was going to win.
Me too. I thought that that's why they had that last.
Like, yeah.
I think Chadwick's, was he married? His wife was there ready to accept the award for him. It was going to be a beautiful fucking thing. Also, really quickly, the In Memoriam was so fast, I couldn't read anyone's names.
Also, like, in my opinion, and, like, this might be controversial, but, like, I feel like even if Chadwick's performance wasn't as good, like, he should have just won.
I believe that,
but what I'm saying is that, like, even in a world where the majority of people may say the opposite, like, there's something to be said about just honoring his legacy and, like, what he did in his life.
Exactly. I just think, exactly. Yeah. I think that that's exactly how it should have been done, because Anthony Hopkins is brilliant, obviously, yeah. but he's 1,000 years old. He has awards, and
Chadwick Boseman never got one.
And I don't need to like see Anthony Hopkins. I mean, his skin is falling off of his bones. Yeah. I don't need to like see him right now win this award.
No,
like yeah, he's had enough recognition. I really, really hoped that that's why they had it be last. So it was this big ceremonious thing.
Yeah.
And it wasn't. And
I wonder if it was like a last minute thing.
It could not have been.
You think?
Yeah. Like, I don't really know. But yeah. it was,
I don't either.
Whole Oscars, like, and really disappointing. Yeah. Also, really quickly, before we get into the outfits, let's talk about let's talk about Glenn Close.
Oh my gosh. Shaking her ass.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all you needed to see. She said, this is pretty boring of a night. I'm going to have to shake it up a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. So, just wanted to bring that up.
Shall we jump into outfits?
Yes. Take it away.
I also would just like to say that I will be posting the favorite looks of the evening on our Instagram, so that way you can look along with us. And we will also potentially maybe post, like, who the winners were and stuff. And, like, if you want to, like, chime in and be like, they deserved it. Who knows? We'll see.
I love that.
I just thought of that right now.
I love it.
So, okay, so Vogue always puts it best, ladies. And I'm saying ladies because the only people that... gays, theys, and... wait, what is it? Girls, gays, and theys. Listen up. So, one of my favorites was definitely Carey Mulligan. She was in a Valentino, like, two-piece, but it was, like, solid gold. She literally looked like an Oscar. She looked amazing. I was obsessed. Sure. Yes. I thought she looked amazing. And... I mean, like, Carey Mulligan is kind of, like, a weird-looking gal to me, but I think that this outfit, like, literally, like, look at the picture of her and then look at the Oscar behind her. Tell me they're not the same.
They are.
So I just thought that that was really pretty and it was very sparkly and gorgeous. To be completely honest, I wasn't a big fan of Viola Davis's dress. I think
the white one?
Yeah, I think that Viola Davis looks incredible in literally everything that she wears. Like, it's impossible for her to look bad. But I thought that specifically this, her makeup for me was not doing it. And also, I don't think this dress was very flattering on her. But I think that she is literally just, like, the most stunning human being in the world. And like I said, she could wear a fucking, like, Kroger bag and I'd be like, you're brilliant, you deserve the Oscar. Yeah. She didn't get it, so I'm a little bummed. But just wasn't my favorite. But still, adore her. Okay, Zendaya?
I knew.
Zendaya. Zendaya question mark, Zendaya period, Zendaya exclamation point, ellipses, all caps, Zendaya.
Yeah.
That's the Oscars for me. Was she nominated for anything?
No.
Why were you there? To look that good.
Yeah.
Valentino called her up and said, I know you're not nominated for anything, but I have a dress. Will you wear it at the Oscars? And she checked her calendar and she said, I'm free. And she went. And that's the Oscars for me. Nothing else mattered. And that's, I can't even describe how she looked because her hair was literally so laid. They put extensions in her that I swear to God could go on forever. She was stunning. I love Zendaya.
Yeah.
I thought that, like, honestly, Amanda Seyfried kind of looked gorgeous.
I think she looked stunning.
She's, like, a beautiful woman. So, like, she can honestly, she's one of those people that even when her dress is not, like, the most, like, incredible looking thing in the world. Because we all know sometimes runways are, like, red carpets, like obviously they're designer. But, like, sometimes it's a little bit, like, that's weird. Yeah. We're not obsessed with that. And this one was kind of that for me. It's, like, if the dress were on most people, I probably wouldn't like it. But on her, it was really pretty because she looks amazing in red. She looked like a rose. She really did. She was an Armani Prive. She looked beautiful. Also, if she's in the Wicked movie, I'm revolting.
There's a Wicked movie?
Yeah.
Where she's playing been? Glinda?
No, but her and... People are, like, laughing because there are, like, articles circulating... Oh, my God, right? She's big enough now. I feel like it would
That's
be...
That's what I'm saying. She has, like,
there are, like, articles circulating right now being, like, Anna Kendrick and Amanda Seyfried talk... leading Wicked movie, and Marty, like, posted a TikTok that was like, we have to talk about this, because no one's saying they are leading the Wicked movie. They are saying they would like to be in it. That's like me saying, I would like to be in the Wicked movie. No one's cast me yet. And I was like, that's so funny, because it's like, I've seen the article like 8,000 times, and it's like, that's so stupid. Like, that'd be like you and me just sitting here being like, we're talking about being in the Wicked movie.
Yeah.
No one's put us in it yet, though. Okay. Let's get back to it. Here we are to the queen, Regina King, in Louis Vuitton. Her?
She looks like a butterfly. Beautiful.
I have never, I truly, like, I was speechless when I saw her. Speechless. Like, she, the way that the sleeves laid on her was beautiful. Her skin, the glow, her blunt cut. First of all, I love a blunt bob.
Yeah.
I love a blunt bob. Especially on women of color. They look incredible in a blunt bob. And she was just glowing. That her figure in that dress, she just looked fucking stunning. And are you okay?
Is there a bug in my drink? Or is that a floater? Can we get a flashlight in here, please?
Can flashlight on set?
Is it a bubble?
It's a bubble.
Can you blow on it? Just to make sure.
Yeah, I'll get all my spit particles in there. I don't think it's fine. It's literally not a bug.
Oh, it's definitely a bubble. Continue.
I know it is.
Sorry.
So moving on from that, another queen, Angela Bassett, in Alberta Ferretti. I don't know if I said that right, because honestly, some designers are too bougie even for me. She just looks, again, like she is just a woman who could wear, again, a Kroger bag and look just fucking incredible. But she's in this gorgeous, like, red, like, the sleeves are puffy. It looks very, like, French and elegant. She has a slit and her skin looks amazing. Her hair looks amazing. Red looks incredible on her. Like, I'm just like, Angela Bassett for the win.
I feel like red is just a color that most people will look great in.
I agree. I really do.
Like, red is just,
especially on a red carpet, which you think that you wouldn't, but, like, it's perfect. I just thought that this was really cool. Alan Kim and Tom Brown in Vicky Kim. There, it looks like a mother... what seems to be, and son. I don't know who they really are, but I would imagine that maybe they were part of one of the films that was nominated. I'll look it up, but they're in, like, these really cute suits that the woman is wearing a suit that like has like a slit down the side and is like cinched at the ankle, and it looks gorgeous, and it's navy blue, and their son, I don't know this person's pronouns, so I shouldn't say that they're a woman, but they seem to be a woman, but I'm not sure. And the son is wearing this like almost like different like patterned socks. Like he's just like the most adorable little boy ever in a suit, and I just want to pick him up and I want to punt him. He looks so fucking cute.
So cute.
Next, Coleman Domingo in Versace. This gorgeous pink suit. Another color that, like, truly, listen, like, if you put, this man is just a fine piece of man.
Yeah.
Especially in this pink suit.
Yes. I love this outfit.
I love this outfit. I think
he looks absolutely stunning. I want this outfit. Stunning.
White men do not deserve to wear pink, so he is he is truly killing it. Yeah. He looks amazing.
And with, like, his gold accessories.
Oh, my gosh. And his beard.
Yeah, I want
to
die.
He's wearing, like, kind of, like, what looks like to be, like, some sort of, like, bolo tie that matches, like, the sheer glitter coming down from his shoulder pads. He's amazing.
It's, yeah.
Brad Pitt looks stupid. Like, no offense. You wore, like, congratulations. You wore a black tux to the Oscars.
Yeah.
You're Brad Pitt. You're Brad
Pitt. Do something else.
Let that sink in. You're Brad. Imagine a world where you're Brad Pitt and all you can come up with is a black tux to the Oscars. Stupid. Her. I just, like, I'm speechless with hers, too.
Yes, and I just have to, I love this color blue.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, it looks, and her hair. And just, yeah, I love, like, the little hood.
The swirl in her hair, the little baby hairs. It's so weird talking about her and also using the pronoun her.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I feel like I'm not saying her name.
I think she looks insane.
She looks amazing. Like, I love that she's wearing, like, subtle, like, sunglasses, too, with, like, a little tint. Like, because she seems like she's such a cool, like, not standoffish, but, like the, what's a positive word for, like, unapproachable? You know what I mean?
Powerful.
Like, yes, power. Thank you. She looks like a powerful woman as is. Like, putting the sunglasses as an accessory with that adds so much power to her.
She also started out her performance playing the drums and riffing.
She's amazing.
There is not anything more badass than playing the drums while also being the lead singer.
Absolutely
not. I swear to God, it was so cool. Like, I was, yeah, so good.
No, she's amazing. Lastly, Lakeith Stanfield in Saint Laurent. I just love this, like, fit on him. It's like this 70s looking suit, but also, like, reminiscent of almost like a trucker. Yeah. Or not a trucker, a mechanic.
Yeah.
But it's very 70s. Again, the sunglasses are beautiful. I love that his nails are painted. His hair is like a cool contrast to his outfit. Like, it's like bell bottoms. He looks amazing. I just, like, I'm obsessed with all of these. I thought that the looks were really great, and I don't think a lot of people felt that way, but, like, I really liked the looks, especially because, like, at the Grammys,
looks, like, controversial? Like, a lot of people don't like a lot of these looks?
No, I just don't think people are, like, as obsessed with, like, the looks as they usually are, but there were also less looks, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Than what there usually are. But I personally, I was, like, really a fan of them. I think that my favorite has to be... It has to be Regina King. It's a tie between Regina King and Zendaya. But I have to say Regina King because Zendaya truly was there for no reason.
She presented.
Oh, she did. You're right.
So.
Okay, so they're both amazing.
Yeah.
It's a tie. I would kill to watch them play mother and daughter.
Oh. That, we're writing it.
I would kill. My least favorite, I think, would probably, it would honestly have to be, well, Brad Pitt, but obviously, get out.
Yeah.
Honestly, Viola Davis. And that makes me really sad because, like, again, she looks amazing no matter what, but it just wasn't the right dress for her.
Yeah. I thought, you know whose outfit I also loved? She did not win, but she was nominated for...
Outfit sucked? Laura Dern. Laura.
Laura Dern.
Laura Dern.
Looked like she was in the early 2000s and with the, was not
horrible. And I would die for Laura Dern, but not in that outfit.
She was three stories taller than Reese Witherspoon when they were talking together. I swear to God, Reese Witherspoon came up to her knee. And I just, the entire time, I just kept being like, is that how little I look to everyone else?
Yes, it is, Jamie.
Because I don't see myself looking like that. But then I look, and maybe suddenly it's
Reese Witherspoon.
Yeah.
Reese Witherspoon also looked amazing. But again, she is a woman that, like, could also wear a fucking bag and look incredible.
Yeah, yeah.
Next time we definitely we have to watch the movies.
I know.
We have to make, you know what? We should make a goal. When are the Emmys? Or do they already happen?
I don't know. Let me look.
We should look up when the Emmys are and we should watch all the shows nominated for that.
We should.
Or we could at least split them up. Divide and conquer. So yeah, we'll definitely like post something on like the, like our Instagram, like maybe something like, interactive, like what was your favorite movie? Like which one do you think should have won? And we can like share some responses. That could be fun.
Yeah.
And like definitely with the Emmys, we should like really like divide and conquer. Be like, you watch these shows that are nominated. I'll watch these. We'll debrief. We'll talk and we'll go through it.
Yeah, I definitely think we should do that too. I tried to watch as much as I can in the short amount of time in the weekend that I was like, oh fuck, they're happening. And so I tried to watch as much as I could.
I just didn't. Like I couldn't.
Yeah, but we also both like TV shows more than we like
movies. I really do. I really do.
So we got this. I'm not really worried. But I do think overall that the Oscars were enjoyable. I know that another consensus was that the Oscars seemed a little bit more intimate. It was more for the people in the room rather than like all of us viewers at like home, which there's nothing wrong with like recognizing your own work and like celebrating yourself after like this hard year. So I don't really have any, like, qualms with that, even though I have read that, like, other people did. And I do have to say that it was, because I don't typically watch a lot of award shows, but it was nice to watch this just, like, after the year that we've all had. It's just, it's nice.
I think we've learned a lot about how we should structure these things moving forward.
Yeah.
And I hope that we continue to do so, because I think that there's a lot to be said about, like, and obviously we can find a happy medium, but like for me, the Grammys and the Oscars both did feel like they were for the people nominated and recognizing their hard work, as opposed to here's another award show. And we still had performances. We still had the beautiful like red carpets. We're still able to do it. So like it's exciting for me to know that moving forward when things are a little bit better, it'll be a nice happy medium between what we have now and what it used to be. But I don't think we need to have like big stadiums full of people for an award show anymore, because it doesn't feel like it's like, it doesn't feel like it's for the right reasons. And I like how this felt.
Yeah, I can. You know? Yeah.
I wish that the Tonys knew how to do that. When are those happening?
It's,
are they just not happening? They haven't said a single thing about it.
Well, the Tonys usually happen in the summer.
Well, yeah, but remember when they announced that it was going to happen in the fall and it never did?
I don't know how they would even have it because we haven't had any theater. You know, it's easier to make movies because it doesn't have to be as many people, but you can't do a show without an audience.
Yeah, but they announced the people nominated. Remember?
Yes.
Anyway.
Now I do. You know, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see how it goes moving forward.
We'll see. I'm excited to figure it out.
Yeah. On that note.
Until then.
Yeah, you can email us at drinkwinespilltea@gmail.com or you can follow us on any of our social medias.
Our Instagram is @drinkwine_spilltea and our Twitter is @drinkwinespilltea with the letter T, not the word.
Also, drop us a rating and a review. We'd really appreciate it.
Don't forget to subscribe.
Also, at the bottom of each of our descriptions, we have like a little link. If you want to donate to us, you can do that so we can keep buying more sound equipment and producing this shit for you guys.
Yeah, we would love to buy a mansion with a studio. So if you could just like maybe even just like Venmo us like $1 million.
CJ will live in the mansion. I'll live in the guest house.
But that's an extra $100,000. And on that note,
cheers.
So long.
Farewell. To you, my friend.
Goodbye
for now. Until we meet again. Wait, what is it?
It's been great.
Wait. Don't you remember?
So long, farewell.
They did that all the time.
I don't remember that, but I also couldn't snap, so maybe that was why. Anyway, goodbye.